All praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolver, the keeper, the sustainer of all the worlds. We ask for his guidance. We ask for his mercy and his forgiveness. We ask that he bless us to be a community of Muslims upholding the banner of al-Islam as it was upheld by the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulahu. I bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has no partner with him, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ولا نكفره. I seek his help. We seek help and guidance and forgiveness from Allah, and we do not break with him. نحمده على رسوله الكريم, and we praise him for the blessing of his generous universal messenger, Muhammad alayhi salam, Muhammad upon whom be peace. Everything in the skies and in the earth glorifies Allah. Allah is the creator of everything, and everything bear witness to that. There is nothing existing that has not been created by Allah. Allah is the creator of everything, and everything has to submit to his will, liking it or disliking it. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, our religion calls us first to recognize Allah. Allah, the creator of everything. Our religion rejects the idea that there is partners with God, that there is a partner or partners with God. Our religion rejects the idea that God is an incarnate or a God that manifests in material things and take on the characteristics of creation. Our religion rejects that idea. Our religion rejects the idea that the universe itself is an embodiment of Allah, that pantheistic idea that man has had, that the universe, the creation itself, is the embodiment of Allah. Allah extends beyond the creation. Allah is eternal, immeasurable, before and after creation. And no thing can contain Allah. The whole creation cannot contain him. He was before it. He created it. It's his servant. The whole creation is no more than the servant of Allah. Our religion describes ideas that change the concept of God and make it impure as all guesswork, man's guesswork. Allah says it is nothing but guesswork of man. The only truth is the truth that he has revealed to his prophets. That's the only truth. Everything else is guesswork. Man's attempt to find the truth by himself is nothing but guesswork. Pantheism is guesswork. Trinitarianism is guesswork. All of these isms of man is nothing but guesswork. And when the test comes and the guesswork of man is compared with the light of God, the guesswork of man is dismissed as foolishness, and the light of God stands forever. This is what we have to realize in Al-Islam, that our religion is not so small that it can be contained by the brains of human beings. It's not that small. It comes to serve you, not for you to possess it. It comes to serve you. The religion is revealed to serve you. So you have to be fed, just like babies, until you grow up. And you have to eat always. You can never live without the food that Allah has created for you. Allah says in the Quran, see how Jesus and his mother had to be fed their daily food? There were no gods. They had to eat. And Allah does not eat. He is not fed. He needs no sleep. He takes no rest. The nature of this creation is not in him. Nothing touches him. Nothing penetrates him. But he touches and penetrates everything. But nothing touches or penetrates him. Allah is here with us now, everywhere, right now. But we are not in Allah. We cannot penetrate Allah. Allah is not something like the things that you imagine. Wood and stones and wind and water and heat. Allah is not that. That's his creation. And you should not seek to know Allah to that extent that you can place him on a laboratory slide and examine him and describe him and tell other people what you found. That's foolishness. You can't even do the creation like that. You can't tell us the whole story about the creation. So why strain your brain to try to tell us the whole story about the Creator? You cannot do it. We only know of him what he has revealed. Allah says to us that he put the wisdom before the angels. And he challenged the angels to define, to give the definition, to name the created things. And they said, we have no knowledge except what you have given us. Then he put it before the man and instructed him. God instructed him. He could not do it without God's instruction. And the man was able to name the thing. So this is clear teaching, letting us know that nothing comes except by the will of Allah, and we have no knowledge. When we make Hajj, we say, "Anta ta'rif, nahnu la na'rifun." You know, and we know not. Allah knows, and we know not. Accepting the will of God in this spirit, in this attitude, brings God's favor upon us. And then God begins to bless us with more and more knowledge and understanding. And the same principle works in the world. The person who thinks he knows already learns nothing. It's the person who first accepts that he doesn't know, that's the person that gets understanding, that gets knowledge and understanding. The attitude that you know shuts out chances of you ever knowing. Say, behold all that is in the heavens and on earth. But neither signs nor wonders profit those who believe not. Do they then expect anything but what happened in the days of men who passed away before them? Say, wait you then, for I too will wait with you. It is clear from these verses that we are reading here that there are some people who have no will to follow the right way. And God is not one to compel people against their will. So he opens to them what they ask for. They ask for that is not truth, and turn away from that is truth. So he leads them to stray away from truth, and the result is that they fall into doubt, more doubt and more doubt, until their doubt becomes so convincing to them that they say, I know it's not true. So they have led themselves into ignorance, into blindness. They have led themselves into misguidance, because Allah will not force them to come to His truth. Allah could make all of us. Allah says in the Quran that if He had willed, He could have made everyone believe, every creature on earth. You didn't come here disbelieving. You came here with faith. You didn't come here as a disbeliever. No baby is born a disbeliever. Every creature comes here with faith. So that shows you that if Allah had wanted to, He could have made all of us believers. He could have left us believing. But He let our intellect grow and let us get more and more free conscious and free ability of our own to make judgments for ourselves, and just so that we can choose the way for ourselves. So He will know who it is that want guidance and who it is that don't want guidance. That statement, that mystic statement, so that He will know, means so that He will manifest openly to you and to others. His glory and the inferiority of creation. Creation cannot make it by itself. It is not the master of itself. Allah is the master of creation. Creation needs Allah, and Allah needs nothing. So He gives creation free will through man. Aren't you nothing but matter? You're nothing but matter. He gives creation free will to prove that Creator is Creator to a creation. If He didn't do that, creation would never know. How would creation know if He didn't create creation and then give creation free will? That's the only way creation would know. He's the creator of creation. Creation has no freedom until God give it. It has no freedom until Allah gives it freedom. So He creates creation, then gives it freedom so that it will know its creator, and will know that it is the servant and it has a master. The heavens and the earth, the stars and everything of matter, follow God's will unknowingly, follows it blindly, unknowingly. Even the animals, to a great extent, follow God's will unknowingly. Man, the human being, is the only one that follows knowingly. And the human being is the only one that rejects knowingly, rebels knowingly, goes against knowingly. And the human being is the only one that loses his own identity without the process of material destruction. He can have all the benefits of material comfort, and right in the healthy and material environment, he becomes sick and eventually lose his total identity. Nothing else regresses like that in creation but the human being. And he regresses like that because he strays from the will of God with that limited free will that he has. Allah says in the Quran, you make comparisons for God and has not analyzed your own self. sinning man. Look at the human being. So silly. So silly. Little baby trying to question the Creator. Little nothing trying to question the Creator. Allah says, you make comparison. You analyze God, but have not analyzed yourself. How can you analyze God? You haven't analyzed yourself. You're going to tell the prophet what God is and what God is not, what the God can do, what God cannot do. But if the prophet asks you something about yourself, you know nothing about your own self. It is God who has revealed our own development. God has analyzed us. He has clearly analyzed us. He has told us of our nature, our intellectual problem, the problem of our intellect, the problem of our emotional makeup. He has told us everything about ourselves. And then we turn around and going to make parables and analyze and tell God something about himself. How pitiful the human being is when he's straying away from the guidance of God. Let's continue to read from this chapter. Do they then expect anything but what happened in the days of the men who passed away before them? Say, wait you then, for I too will wait with you. In the end, we deliver our apostles and those who believe. Thus is it fitting on our part that we should deliver those who believe. Say, O people, if you are in doubt as to my religion, behold, I worship not what you worship other than God. That is, other than Allah. But I worship Allah, who will take your souls at death. I am commanded to be in the ranks of the believers. And further, set your face toward religion with true piety. That is, true conscience. True conscience. True mind and spirit motive. True mind and spirit and motive. Set your whole self right, straight for religion. Let us continue now. And never in any wise be of the unbelievers, nor call on any other than Allah. Such will neither profit you nor hurt you. If you do such, behold, you shall certainly be of those who are wrongdoers. If Allah do touch you with hurt, there is none to remove it but He. If He do design some benefit for you, there is none can keep it back. There is none can keep it back but He, or there is none can hold back His favor. He causes it to reach whomsoever of His servants He pleases, and He is the all-forgiving, most merciful. Say, O you people, now truth has reached you from your Lord. Those who receive guidance do so for the good of their own souls. Those who stray do so to their own loss. And I am not set over you to arrange your affairs. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. And Allah speaks the truth. This is very plain, very plain, very clear. This is the kind of religion that dignified people join. This is not religion for the stupid, idiot, the putty-brained people. This is religion for dignified people. Straightforward religion that speaks to the intellect, gives the individual a sense of personal worth, brings to his conscience his own individual or personal dignity, that he has himself a utility within himself for elevating himself, improving himself, and earning with his own energy or with his own tools that dignity that is inherent in himself. The human being is a creature of intellect. Intellect means that you think, you look for knowledge, you look for understanding, you grow mentally, and you seek to apply the tools of your mind to improve upon yourself and your environment. This is what is meant by a creature of intellect. Allah has made every one of us creatures of intellect. If we don't open our mind and search for the truth, then we will become self-destructive. We affect our own life in a destructive way. If we give ourselves to following divergent paths, many different ways, we split up our own intelligence and break up the unity and the inherent strength of our own intellect. Truth is not found by going in different paths. The vision of truth is one path, not different paths, one path. But with that light that is straight, you can find everything else. But you first have to have clear vision, pure vision, straight vision. God's path is straight. It's not the path for the hypocrites. It's not the path for the deceivers. It's not the path for people who are looking for something short range or something selfish. It is the path for those who want to go straight and who are looking for the fullness of truth. So maybe if you would get rid of some of your arrogance, get rid of some of your personal arrogance, your big-headedness, maybe you would become powerful in a limited environment like the sun is. And maybe you will become productive in a limited environment like the sun is. In this limited environment we call the sun's solar system, the sun is very productive. The sun is producing. Oh, yes. Producing all the time. Winter comes somewhere and everything dies out. Have to wait for spring for life. But there are some places on the earth where life is never dying out. Always there, constantly being rejuvenated. The sun is doing that in its obedience to Allah who created it. You see? And gradually he comes into some kind of rational understanding of what all this is about. Let me read now a few verses from Al-An'am. One day will he gather them all together and say, O you assembly of jinn, much did you take from men. Their friends among men will say, our Lord, we made profit from each other. But alas, we reached our term, which you did appoint for us. He will say, that is, Allah will say, the fire be your dwelling place. You will dwell therein forever, except as Allah will. For your Lord is full of wisdom and knowledge. Who are the jinn and the men that this is referring to? Jinn refer to those people who give themselves to carefree living. Do what they please. Follow the vibe. Yes. Whatever the vibes move them to do, they do it. The vibes move them to go and drink, they do drink. To go to the disco, they go to the disco. To rob a bank, they rob a bank. To curse an imam out, they curse the imam out. To kill for nothing, they kill for nothing. They're the ones who follow the vibes blindly. Carefree, having no care that hold them down, that discipline their total life, except their own wandering appetites. Those are jinn. And men refer to those people who are in religion. It is very clear then in this verse here that people in religion and people that reject God and reject the religion at times work together. They become friends of each other. The party of the religious people, they're making friends with the part with those that are not religious. The jinn and the men are joining together in a pack. Don't you see that today in this world? In this world today, we see jinn and men have made a pack. Say, don't you bother me, and I don't bother you. Oh, he has a right not to believe in God. That's his right. He has every right not to believe in the Bible. Say, do you believe in Bible? Yes, I do. I'm a good Christian. And I defend his right not to believe if that's what he wants. And we can do business together. We can make love together. We can do anything. That's his business. Isn't that the attitude in this world? Now, since we see the result of it, let's go right home to the cause. Because what we've just described is the disease that has come into the world because of this courting, this fraternizing between the so-called godly and the so-called ungodly. So they have made a pact. The so-called Jew and the so-called Jinn world have made a pact to assist each other. I hope you haven't forgot the verse. I just read it. They made a pact to befriend each other and to assist each other. Let's read it again to freshen your mind. Now that you're on the right track, you should read it again now. One day will he gather them all together and say, O you assembly of jinn, much did you take from men. Their friends among men will say, O Lord, we made profit from each other.
How arrogant! How arrogant the disbeliever is! You see how disrespectful he is? He's correcting God.
Oh, you don't know the whole story, God. Now, you're saying that they took advantage of us. The whole story, you don't know it, God. Let me set it straight for you. We profited from each other.
Just like some of you. Right now, just some of you, you behave like that all the time. We try to correct you and you come up with some wise crack.
Trying to show that you didn't get it all, Imam. Pitiful, pitiful. The verse following that verse says, "Thus do we make the wrongdoers turn to each other because of what they earn." Because of what they earn.
That is because of the wrath, the penalty they earn. The evil that they do, the sin of trying to make profit in a unjust way, wrong way, increases in them disrespect for what is right. And the result of their disobedient mind before Allah is this shameful, shameful attitude that Allah show us in them in this verse. And when they are questioned before God for what they have done, then they come out and fling insults even at God.
Let's continue now. That's 130th verse of the same chapter. O you assembly of jinns and men, came there not unto you apostles from among you, setting forth unto you my signs, and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, we bear witness against ourselves. It was the life of this world that deceived us, that deceived them. So against themselves will they be witnesses that they rejected faith. Let us again think on the person of the jinn and the men. Allah says that he sent messengers to them. Not just the jinn, not just the men, but the jinns also got messengers. They got messengers also. In fact, messengers come mainly for those who are under jinn domination. That's why they need help from God, because they're under jinn domination. They're under the domination of their blind, wild appetites. So they need God's guidance. But God sent messengers also to those that he gave guidance before. He just repeated. Send them prophets, they reject him, and he send them another. They reject that one, he send them another one. He keep forgiving them and keep sending them messengers over and over again. Those who had already been called to faith. But he also sent messengers to the Gentiles. Those in the Western world language, those of the Caucasian people are non-Jewish people. They call us jinn. Popular, the Caucasian is jinn, popular. But generally speaking, all people other than Jews are considered jinns by Jews. Assist each other to keep wickedness in the world. But what Allah says, he has a fire that he has prepared for both men and jinn. And he's going to say to them both, enter you the fire. Well, I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, they are being entered both into the fire.
All praise is due to Allah. We have come to the day that both the wicked Jew and the Gentile are being entered into the fire. And they have no help. Allah challenged them, call to each other now. Call to your friends. Call to the members of your pack. See, can they help you against this? No help for them. Allah says no help is coming for them. No, indeed. It's over. It's over. And just to think, I'm living in this day. Oh, I'm telling you, if you had the vision that I have, you would appreciate like I do. Just to think, I could have been born 50 years ago and maybe missed this. Yes, I don't know. I could have been born 100 years ago, you know, 500 years ago, you know. I could have been born 100 years later. Yes. But I thank Allah that I'm born right in this time. Allah is blessing me and you too who are with us. Blessing me and the righteous of this time to see that fulfilled, wherein Allah says that your pack will bring you to hell. Your bargaining with each other won't help you at all when the fire comes. Oh, yes. You all don't know what time it is. Don't you know I could get out of here and walk, get in the bus or get on a taxi, get in a plane and get on a train, and I can go anywhere in this world I want to, and doors will open, no door will close against me. That's right. Because it's the time. Yes. The end has come. The end has come. And then the forces of righteousness are going to come together against the forces of wickedness. And you're going to see the most beautiful earth that this world has ever known. Time is just around the corner. Look at the conduct of the state. Look at the conduct of the nation. Look at the conduct of the so-called democratic world. Look how silent they are. Look how still their activities are. Their progress is wound down to zero. They are just waiting on the grave to finish eating them up. That's all. They're dead. They're finished. And they're waiting on the elements of death to just finish eating them up. Oh, yes. They're so desperate that they're hitting out like a drunken man. Striking out like a drunken man. They have lost all their cool. Yes. The serpent is no more cool-headed. The serpent is a cold-blooded animal. Supposed to be cool all the time. You ain't never seen no snake acting like he was excited. But something has happened. America started out with noble objectives, high objectives, humane goals, freedom, the dignity of the individual, respect for the Creator, a personal mission for every individual and for the nation under God. Wasn't this the American idea of a future? You have to stand up firm and be the best Muslim you know how to be. and be inspiration to your brothers and sisters for the strengthening and progress of this community. You shouldn't rest until you have told more and more people about this religion, about these times. Yes. You have to accept great responsibility. The Christians have in their Bible saying like this, that to whom much is given, much is required. That's a simple law of justice. To whom much is given, much is required. So the more understanding you have, the more is required of you. The more knowledge you have, the more is required of you. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are going to have to wake up our senses and become realistic. Many of you don't behave realistically. You're not behaving sensibly. I see you, you come and you listen and you go back to the same wasteful life the wicked Jew and Gentile have put you on. That doesn't show that you got an ounce of sense. We're coming into another year. This community is going to have to accept more responsibility. Yes, you're going to have to accept more responsibility. You're going to have to shut out the wicked influences of this culture from your lives. Our young girls, we're going to have to put them in long dresses. The moment they show signs of physical development, we have to put them in long dresses. Modest, decent, long dresses. And these young brothers, when they reach 12, your young son, you should bring him to the masjid with you. If he's under 12, let him stay home with his mother or with the nursemaid, if he wants to, or if you think that's okay. But at 12 years old, you have to bring him yourself and have him sit with the men. Because at that age, he begins to come into his manhood. And it won't be long, a year or so, he will be realizing his own manhood. He should be with men. He should be hearing men's language, men talk. So he will gradually grow into the responsibility of a man. If we do this, our children won't be destroyed by this wild, crazy culture. Bring your daughter. Bring her to the masjid. When she begins to show development, tell her you have to wear a long dress. You have to cover yourself up modestly. If we're going to let our young girls go out with showing their breasts, half the breast showing with these little open shirts and open blouses they wear, tight things showing their figures. They look just like the people in the Vogue magazine, in the fashion magazine. They look no different from those people who are being destroyed by this world. So their mind is going to follow the path of destruction. They're going to identify with people that are not righteous. The people that don't respect Allah, don't care what happened to the world of humanity, they're going to identify with those people. I don't care if this community dwindled down to just me and myself. That's right, I don't care. It can be reduced down to just me and myself. I'll be happy with me and myself. Say, thank Allah, you've given me myself as another friend beside yourself. Yes, I'll be happy. But I'm not going to be happy seeing you listen to this great truth. And continue to go on in your foolish ways. No, you can't do that. You're going to have to take on righteousness and fight for it, defend it with your whole life. That's what you're going to have to do. This coming February will be the last day for us calling ourselves Muslim and following Gentile culture. How are we going to set an example for the so-called Gentiles if we're going to follow their culture? Allah hasn't given us this great knowledge for us to follow their ways. He's given it to us for us to be an example to them, for them to come away from their destructive ways and follow the light of guidance. Oh, I ain't gonna wear no long dress. Well, that's your business. That's your business. We read the verse in the earlier part of this khutbah. Whoever will, let him be guided. Whoever wills not to be guided, let him be left alone. Yes. So we want those who have a will to be guided by Allah. And those who have a will not to be guided by Allah, we want to know them. You have to clean yourselves up. You have to be examples in this society of the life of Muslim. This society is nothing but the devil hellhole. That's all it is. It's a devil's hellhole. People calling themselves Christian, but they have no respect for anything but their own wild appetites. It's a shame. The wicked Jews have deceived them into thinking that they are acceptable in the eyes of God, while they are breaking every law of decency, every law of truth. Yes, and they go on thinking that they're acceptable in the eyes of Allah. That's a shame. They are not acceptable. Allah will not accept us drinking whiskey, using narcotics, fornicating and committing adultery, being hypocrites, cheating in business, lying and stealing, plotting against each other, holding each other back, carrying hatred and envy in our hearts against innocent people. No, you are not the righteous, you are the wicked. When America was a God-conscious nation, even though it was committing great sins, it was committing sins against the races of this planet, committing sins against innocent people, but it was at least helping or aiding a clean, healthy spirit. Because there were many Christians who were practicing religion in the spirit of honesty, cleanliness, uprightness. And they were being supported. They were given support. The general culture was supporting those people. Yes. And I remember a time when you spoke lightly of God, or spoke lightly of religion, why, little children would say, God gonna strike you dead. But the time is out. Time is out, it's all over. The courts don't work right anymore for them. Prison system is not working right anymore for them. The monetary system is not working right for them anymore. Everything is collapsed. And there's a call among them now saying, we have to have new vision. Yes. Don't think I'm the only one preaching new vision. They have among them callers who are telling them, telling the Western world, we have to have new vision. The vision of tomorrow will not be what we are used to. That's what their people are telling them. Their scholars, their doctors are telling them that this is out. We need new vision for tomorrow. And if you study what they're doing, they're following me.